Good teacher can transform lives. The College of Education wants to acknowledge this and honor the K-12 teachers who have had a powerful impact on the lives of our students. All DePaul seniors are invited to nominate teachers that have had a significant impact on their lives. To nominate, submit a page detailing your experience and include both yours and your teacher's name, email address, phone number, and the school in which they taught. Please send this information to coecelebrates@depaul.edu by March 18th. This message brought to you by Radio DePaul.
This is Radio DePaul.
Bringing DePaul to the world.
That's one small step for man.
And beyond. Listen to us on the iHeartRadio app or at radio.depaul.edu.
Radio DePaul DJ? You can call or text 773-325-7341 to request a song, comment on a topic, or just say hi. Radio DePaul, just a phone call away.
Good morning, Scrawl Nation. Today is Friday, October 20th, and this is Radio DePaul, Chicago's College Connection. You're listening to Scrawl Radio, hurried but well-considered thoughts about peer writing tutoring and the writing process brought to you by the University Center for Writing-Based Learning, a.k.a. the UCWBL, a.k.a. the Aqua Bowl. I'm your host, Brendan Peterson, and I am joined as ever by the lovely and talented Kate Harrington. How are you, Kate?
I'm great. Today's also a national holiday, a very important national holiday that we talked a lot about last week.
That's true. Today is the National Day on Writing. Gia, yeah. How are you doing today?
I'm solid.
Sorry,
I'm good.
Brought you in fast.
Wow. Yeah, I'm great. Happy National Writer's Day. Yeah, it's a good day.
And I want to hit that first. I want to talk about Dan writing before we get to the meat of our episode. But first and foremost, I guess second and foremost at this point, but it is the foremost, I have to talk about our guests. We are joined in the studio today by two lovely people, one of whom is a friend of the show, arguably the best friend of the show, the lovely and talented. And I don't know, pass around that title willy-nilly. Lovely and talented Jen Finstrom. How are you doing, Jen?
I'm doing great, and it is always a pleasure to be here with my Scrawl friends.
Yay!
Yes, we are your Scrawl friends.
You are my Scrawl friends.
Thank you for being here. And we're also joined by a Radio DePaul newcomer, Yui Ito. How are you doing, Yui?
I'm doing good. I'm nervous. It's my first time listening to Radio DePaul, and I'm listening to myself.
Yeah, those headphones will do a number on you psychologically. It'll do it to you. But great, thank you so much for being here. I'm going to get to them in a minute about the real reason why they're here. But today, on National Day on Writing, we have some stuff going on the Twitter. There is two hashtags that are going up. Right, or just the one?
I think it's just, they just have one official one across all social media.
And it's hashtag YIWrite.
Mm-hmm. So you can Facebook it, you can tweet it, you can Instagram it.
Yeah. So we wanted to open up by talking really briefly about why we write. The Writing Center has been doing something this week, and Jen is beaming because this was her baby, or at least her team of outreach. Her baby. So the Writing Center is a bulletin board where people could post flashcards or note cards, and write their best advice for writing. And so there's been a lot of great tidbits on there. So I already know mine. I don't have to think about it, which is nice.
I was going to say, we talked about it the other night.
We did.
What is yours?
Mine is don't stop.
Yeah, and mine is just do it.
Mine is stop. Mine was like, take breaks.
Was it really?
Yeah, well, I free ride a lot, and so I think that like, if I just continuously do it, like after a while, it just doesn't make any sense because I'm tangenting and like, so I'm like, take break, like think about what you're gonna write next, like think it through, think about what you like just did. But I mean, that works too. Like, don't stop, I guess.
Don't stop if you're in the groove and you need to finish
like,
it. Right?
I never feel like I'm writing enough. Right, okay. I don't usually get exhausted by writing. I'm always like, why I haven't read? Where are the words? There should be more words here than out here. So that's me.
Whereas I think Gia makes a good point though that sometimes you do need to just chill for a little bit, right?
Yeah.
If you get
just take yourself
overwired, your writing like stops making sense. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just gotta take a breather.
Take yourself out of the situation for a hot sec.
Yui, do you have a piece of writing advice you want to share?
I'd say mine is. Relevancy is a low bar. Just because you haven't written like a lab report, for example, doesn't mean you shouldn't try your hand at it. You could learn like how to write in third person. I don't know when you'll ever use it, but you'll learn a lot in like different genres of writing, and that's something I learned from Miss Finstrom.
Plug. How did you meet Jen? Miss Fist. I've not heard Miss Finstrom. I don't think ever.
Jen is actually or was actually my Word 103 professor. So when I was just like a little freshman.
And who else had Jen Finstrom as a teacher in this room?
No, I
Kate
actually,
indicates to herself.
I had Mark Lazio for my 104.
I'm sorry. That's cool.
It was lovely. We had a great time.
I'm apologizing because it's not Jen. That is not a poor mark on Mark.
Thank you, Mark, for teaching me how to write things.
Mark, you're pretty cool.
Do you want to hear my piece of writing advice or one of them? I think I have two on the board. My piece of writing advice dates to before I came to the Aqua Bowl in 2010. And everything I learned about writing up to that point was from this big unfinished novel, which will be unfinished forever. And that is fine. But I learned so much from it. So I think that no piece of writing is ever wasted, no matter how much time you spend on it or if it doesn't go where you thought it was going to go. You still learn from it and it still influences everything you write in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. All writing is cumulative.
I just want to say I'd definitely read your novel if it ever becomes a thing.
Oh, it lives in my living room.
I would love to read it.
That is like the focal point of every novel you ever write, I imagine. Like, or every memoir that you will write. There's always like that thing in the corner that all this energy like gravitates around it. That's what I've always imagined whenever you talk about it.
It's moved from a chair to a box.
Oh, okay. That's a Ooh. Development. How long did it take to get from the chair to the box?
A few years.
Okay, cool. All right, so let's get to the meat and potatoes of this episode. I'm very into food analogies today. We'll see how long that lasts. Today, we are talking about the Peer Mentor Summit.
The Peer Tutor and Mentor
Summit. I knew there was a word I was missing. I was looking at Jen. I was like, I'm missing something. The Peer Tutor and Mentor Summit, hosted by DePaul University.
Yes.
Obviously, we are interested as the Writing Center in this endeavor because we helped organize it. But also... what's so interesting about the event is that there's so much more to tutoring at DePaul than just the Writing Center, which is really surprising. I always forget. I forget. Like it's a very narrow bubble that I live in at the Writing Center. Yeah. But there are tutors all over the place. So Jen, talk to us about what the Peer Mentor Summit is. Peer Tutor and Mentor Summit.
The Peer Tutor and Mentor Summit is a wonderful, wonderful event that brings together peer tutoring and mentoring programs from across the university. So all of the wonderful tutors and mentors who are actually part of this community can interact with each other and get to know each other, which they don't typically get to do quite as much. And I think this serves multiple really beneficial purposes. We can see what other programs do so that we have a greater sense of what's happening at the university. When we're working with writers, we can recommend other tutoring mentoring programs. But we also get to share best practices. And that's one of the biggest parts of the day is that we get to hear from all of those tutors and mentors in round robins, whether they're hosting or presenting a round robin session and bringing out their best practices or just participating in the day. But all of the sharing and knowledge leaves everyone really invigorated and ready to continue what they're doing.
Yeah, that's awesome. How many peer tutor and mentor summits have you been to?
This is the eighth, and I have been to all of them.
Wow.
It started, I believe, the year after I came to the Aqua Bowl.
That's so exciting.
Queen of summits.
Jen Finstrom is queen of a lot of things at the Writing Center. We will not get into that now. Okay, that's fantastic. And Yui, you are here for a reason as well. You are a peer tutor and mentor.
I'm actually an RA right now, a resident advisor.
Okay.
But in the past, I used to be a STARS peer mentor. Mm-hmm. STARS is Students Together Reaching Success. It's this peer education program out of the Office of Multicultural Student Success. And I also used to be a peer health educator in the Health Education Action Team, which is out of the Office of Health Promotion and Wellness. So yeah, there are a lot of acronyms and offices.
But you've done a lot. It sounds like you've kind of hit almost like if the Peer Mentor Summit and tutoring. Peer Mentor Summit is so entrenched in my brain. If the summit is like a triangle with tutoring somewhere, I don't want to put it at the top. Tutoring's at the top, and then mentoring is over here, and then more general services over here. Like, you've kind of done it all.
I like triangles, so I'll go with your analogy.
I'm doing my darndest. It's a little bit early. It's not that early.
I wanted to talk about a little bit of, like, Yui, what exactly are you going to be doing at this summit? Are you just attending, or... I think you're doing more than that, aren't you?
It will be my third summit, and this year I'm actually not only attending but also facilitating a round robin, which is a 15 to 20 minute workshop.
Yeah, so should we maybe go through, like, what does the day at the summit entail? Yeah. So you mentioned round robins. There's speeches and stuff too.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. next Friday, the 27th, and there will be breakfast and lunch. Ooh. And there will be, I guess, a speech by one of the speakers. Ms. Finstrom can talk more about that.
Our keynote speaker is Levi Baer, who teaches here at DePaul in the entrepreneurship and communication classes. And he is going to give a really interactive and inspiring presentation or interactive keynote speech for us. So that will be in the early part of the day, starting a little bit after 10 o'clock. So we hope that everyone can get there early and take part in that.
Oh, I don't think we've set a date for this yet. When is the summit happening?
Okay. We did mention it briefly.
It's worth mentioning again.
It is October 27th. It's almost always the last Friday in October, which works really well with our themes because we can encourage dressing up. And in the past, it has actually fallen on Halloween, and that year we had a costume contest. But this year, our theme is space with an exclamation mark, and we are encouraging people to dress up in space-related costumes or to wear space-related accessories. So we're really excited about what we'll see.
Mm. I'm trying to imagine all the different varieties of space-themed costumes that are possible. That seems like infinity and beyond. Like, you do anything, but all I can think of are astronauts and aliens. That's all I got.
You do.
Planets?
Star Wars.
Aliens alone could go a million different ways.
Yeah.
True,
I feel like you could just strap
category.
Like an eyeball to your head and be like, I'm an alien.
Yeah. I was going to say, I remember there was a superhero theme. That one was cool. I remember seeing everybody in their superhero costumes. And last year was magic. Yeah, so they always have fun ones. I want to talk a little bit about round robin. So, like, for a listener who's never done a round robin before, could one of you, like, explain what exactly a round robin is?
Yeah, I can try my hand at explaining what a round robin is. There will be a peer tutor or mentor facilitating it with some kind of interactive activity. And the activity is, like, very diverse. It can, like, vary from, like, writing, drawing, I don't know, doing some kind of music. And then there will be a debriefing afterwards and a discussion about how it was for those who were involved and what they took away from it.
One other thing I was going to say is, like, round robins, it's sort of where everyone, you know, you all come together and you watch these keynote speeches, but that the round robins, you split into groups, right? And so then you'll be one of the facilitators, but there will be a lot going on, right?
Yeah.
And so don't you, like, you try to hit as many as you can, you do, like, a couple round robins. So do you want to say a little bit about your round robin, or are you trying to keep it under wraps?
I'll give a teaser.
Okay.
Obviously has something to do with space, and it has something to do with art, drawing. If you're, like, I guess I think that's more left-brained, Yeah, okay. If you're more left brain, mm-hmm. then it's something that will like really appeal to you.
Ooh,
yeah.
Cool.
Interesting. Love I want to know more. Maybe we can get some more out of you as the day progresses. But awesome. That sounds really cool. Mm-hmm. I want to talk a little bit about other disciplines of tutoring, because like I just forget that other tutors exist all the time. And this is a theme of last year's too. Like I just can't remember that other tutors exist. It's not just the Writing Center. So who else is tutoring DePaul students here at DePaul?
There are chemistry tutors. I used to know one.
I knew a chemistry tutor once.
I know that for a fact.
Okay.
Yeah, there are chemistry and a lot of science tutors out of supplemental instruction SI. There are STARS and HEAT. I mentioned those two groups already. There are the RAs. There are peer career advisors mm-hmm. in the Career Center. There are peer guides, I think, out of the Welcome Center, just talking to students in DePaul already and those thinking about going to DePaul about how their DePaul lives have been. So there mm-hmm. are a lot. And I actually didn't know that before going into the Peer Tutor Mentor Summit.
That's awesome. That's a wonderful takeaway. You mentioned some of the ones that I know will be attending for certain. There's also a Quantitative Reasoning Center, language tutors, honors mentors, mm-hmm. Chicago Quarter mentors, mm-hmm. Math tutors, athletic academic advising, many, many others. And I don't mean to leave anyone out, but I know there are so many. And I've been seeing the RSVPs come in, and I'm always looking to see what programs everyone's from. And I'm super excited there'll be so many programs and departments represented.
Yeah, we're talking about like hundreds of students across the university, right, who are in some capacity or another tutoring.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's crazy. And DePaul, I think the Writing Center is probably the biggest department out of all of them. Is that fair to say? I don't mean the most impactful.
But I don't know numbers for certain. Okay. But
okay. We are 90 big. People,
yeah,
right?
It's
like
a large department.
Yeah.
Yeah, but aren't there a lot of RAs?
Yeah, whoa. I was just
are there 90
about
RAs?
To. No, there are 50 RAs, but
okay.
That's still not as many as I thought.
We do a lot of peer education through RELIZE. They're called, or they're an acronym for Residential Education Learning Initiative. And although we don't explicitly have the like title of like a peer educator, peer tutor, or like peer mentor, we do a lot of peer education.
Yeah, and that's what I was thinking too with Chicago Quarter mentors. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of those because they're teaching those freshmen
no
Discover and Explore
LSP
classes
courses.
Every year.
Yeah. Okay.
So maybe we aren't the biggest.
I'm gonna play the role of like the Writing Center is the best though, right? Today, and then you guys are gonna
forgotten
systematically
that everything else existed. Yeah.
Like,
you think
well,
that we're
Brandon,
the biggest.
Let's break this down a little.
I live that equitable life. What can I say?
I did want to talk about why it's important to even like talk to other mentors and tutors. You know, we're very specific about writing. Like all we do is talk about writing. Mm-hmm. So how do you guys see the other mentorship and tutors interact with writing tutors?
Well, we're all providing support in a way, but also just a presence that there, you know, that there's someone to talk through your ideas mm-hmm. with. So you've just like a lot of what we do, like even in a brainstorming appointment, for example, we'd be talking through ideas. And I think that we're often working on the idea level, regardless of whether there's a text or how complete that text is. And I think that's very much the same with what other peers and mentors across the university are doing. Just providing a sounding board for whatever it is that someone is working on or working mm-hmm. through.
I know one thing I'd be interested in, like, asking other tutors about is their concepts of rapport and, like,
that's
how
awesome.
Rapport plays into their meetings. Because I know that's something that is sometimes, like, lost in the back of my head when I come to, like, I'm always trying to be like, how's your day? Like, early morning, right? relatable. But I'm just curious how, like, you know, hands-on and how, mm-hmm. like, I'm a peer first kind of thing with other, you know, disciplines instead of writing.
You know, I love that you mentioned rapport. And yeah. I think that next year you should propose a round robin talking about rapport.
Maybe I will.
So I think that's a fantastic idea.
Love it.
Cool.
I might.
Let's take our first break. We briefly mentioned, I think before the episode actually started, that we did mountain trivia last year to end the episode. Mm-hmm. this year. We're going to have mountain-themed music. So here is Marvin Gaye's Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Please enjoy. I do love when a song fades out for me. That's always a nice little perk. That was Marvin Gaye's Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Longtime favorite. Shorter song than I thought. We kind of had to scramble in the newsroom to get back on and ready to go. But here we are. We're ready. So we're talking about all things peer tutoring and mentor summit. That was the easiest time I've had to say that. What?
The summit.
Just the summit in general.
We're talking about the summit. And the summit is not an actual mountain. It is a group, a meeting place of people who are very smart. And
it's a mountain of collaboration.
It is a mountain of collaboration indeed. And it takes place in the Coeur d'Alene Commons. I don't know if we've mentioned that, which is one of the most beautiful buildings on campus.
Okay, yeah.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah. I always feel like I'm on Hogwarts that day of the summit.
I just love all the old, like, I think they're presidents of DePaul, who are all priests.
Except for the last one.
Except for, our most recent one.
Our most recent one,
Who is not a priest. Plot twist. I just love all their pictures on the wall just staring down at you. And I remember the first time I was there, I went to go see a student, like, drag show.
Yeah, I remember.
And it was really awkward, just all these, like, angry-looking staring priests. But, yeah, that's my tidbit on Cordal U.
We've been talking a little bit about this year's upcoming summit and how you prepared and what we're doing, but do you guys have any like fond memories? I mean, Jen, you've been going to, this will be your eighth, you said. Do you guys have any that you like, any specific round robins that you really loved or keynote speeches or anything you want to share?
I think that some of my fondest memories are of the most recent years of the planning, because that's it's a day of collaboration. It's a mountain of collaboration indeed, as you've said, but we've all been collaborating together since summer, really, to plan this new upcoming summit. So what's happening a week from today is a culmination of wonderful, wonderful partnerships with people across the university, and many of the programs that are going to be represented at the summit we've all worked together to create this.
Yeah, and I think a love of planning is why you are the head of outreach, you know, to some extent. But that's cool. And I want to talk a little bit more about the activities as well. You have
Yeah, I want to hear what Yui. Do you have particular memories that you're fond of?
Yeah, Joanna from the Office of Mission and Values was the speaker in last year's summit, and I don't know if you've ever met her, but she has such a calming energy and a
Joanna
voice.
Joanna who?
Her last name begins with a D, and I don't want to butcher it on the radio.
That's fair. So.
Yeah, and I just love listening to her. Yeah.
What was her speech about?
I don't know. I just remember her voice.
You just remember that it was amazing. Yeah.
And as for a round robin that I remember, there was one facilitated by a Stars Peer mentor. Her name's Itzel, and she did one about teamwork, and hers featured, like, using the table she was facilitating the round robin in as an instrument, and we were like making beats on it. And
cool.
The one big group was split into two groups, and then like each group had to kind of like match the beat. So it was like fun. I think it was like the loudest round robin. Yeah, and it's still talked about today. So
that's cool. How did that one, what year was that, or like what theme was that going with?
That was the fantasy theme. Yeah,
the fantasy.
With the unicorns and Yeti, aka Abominable Snowman, and what was the other creature?
Unicorn?
Dragon.
Oh. Dragon, yeah. Oh, how can I forget dragons?
So how did you, like, when you're preparing for the round robin you're doing, how have you, like, thought about space and, like, how you're going to incorporate that theme?
Yeah, I really worked with Ms. Finstrom in planning my proposal. So it wasn't only me. I've never written a proposal before. I've never written anything in that genre, and I learned a lot from it. I feel I can write many more proposals after this. It's a lot of analogies in my activity. So it's like space, like the external space, like outside of yourself and your internal space, and just being mindful of that space and kind of like reading others and it's like everyone bringing to the table, like, how grounded they feel or how up in the space they are. Yeah. So yeah, my activity like consists of drawing spaceships and planets and aliens. It's really fun.
Love. Love it.
Go ahead.
So you mentioned, or we mentioned that the Peer Tutor and Mentor Summit consists of indeed tutors and mentors.
Indeed.
I want to talk about just the differentiation between tutor and mentor. Do you think there is a difference? And if so, what can, like, me as a tutor learn from a mentor?
I think a lot of it is also in the names of the positions that mm-hmm. people have. I do feel that, you know, that there is mentoring that is involved mm-hmm. in our tutoring at the Equable.
Yeah.
And that we also, you know, we also have mentors for new Equablers. So there, you know, there's many, many levels of, mm-hmm. of mentoring I feel that are happening. Mm-hmm. That is a really good question. Yeah. I mean, I
have a good answer.
Oh, good. Ooh. Please, please go with that.
Oh, no. I feel like I'm put on the spot.
Oh, no, you're fine.
I was just going to say.
On the spot.
we're pretty casual here at Scrawl.
I was just about to say, I feel as if tutors are more specialized in their field, while mentors are, I don't know, more broad, like life mentors. And not to say like one's better than the other. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Yeah, definitely.
So one is more like lifestyle oriented or experiential, whereas writing is, I guess, tutoring is more technical.
Yeah, like mm-hmm. writing or the science tutors out of supplemental instruction. Yeah.
Okay, that's a great way of putting it. And we have a lot to learn from each other, I would imagine.
Yeah, I hope so.
Absolutely. Our tagline for the summit is network, collaborate, learn. So those are the three things that we you know, certainly feel that we bring with us and that we also take away with us.
I mean, it also sounds like stop, collaborate, and listen to some extent, which has never been the tagline for...
The tagline has always been network, collaborate, learn.
Not stop, collaborate, and listen. Okay.
That's fine.
That would be a nice little like twist on things, but I'm not... This is why I am not on the planning committee for... the Peer Tutor and Mentor Summit. Did I get it right?
Wow.
Is that
well done?
Yay! It happened.
What about? I mean, so more practically speaking, or I guess, practically is a good word. Potential for collaboration. How can these groups of people actually interact together in the summit, and or even outside of the summit? How can they take those skills and work outside of the capacity of the summit?
The first summit that we had actually took place in the spring, and the reason we rethought that is that we wanted people to meet each other and have the opportunity to network in the fall when there's still a whole academic year lying ahead right. of us, and that we can continue to know each other. And I think that, you know, the opportunity to meet people who do tutor, mentor in other programs is so, so valuable. Those connections can continue. In the past, we've had collaborative round robins where people across programs and departments have come up with round robins together. And I think that that's another really great, great benefit. So some people form connections, carry them into the future, maybe do something for the next summit.
Can you speak to any connections or networking that you personally have experienced? I imagine if you've done this 8 times, you have like something of a Rolodex.
You've taken something away.
I have indeed taken something away. And I'm having a hard time drawing out one example, but I know that often at the Round Robins, you'll be given a handout or something, and I know that I always save those, so I have all of these wonderful archived materials at home from past summits cool. with the programs, and also just little takeaways that I've been given about how to, you know, visualize aspects of the work I do as a peer tutor. Mm. Trying to think of one that will be...
I'm putting you on the spot. It's
that's okay. No, and I look forward to attending as many as... many round robins as possible this year. I know that the outreach team is putting one together.
Oh, really?
And while I'm not facilitating it, the team will be facilitating it, and it focuses on mindfulness and how we can bring a sense of mindfulness to our busy, hectic tutoring, mentoring lives and take a moment to just be quiet and ground mm-hmm. ourselves. So I'm looking forward to attending that one.
Oh, I like that.
How would you define mindfulness? Is that like thinking about thinking?
That might be meta something. Okay. Metacognition.
Metacognition, okay.
Mindfulness is essentially being grounded in the moment. And that's so, so important when you're doing mentoring or tutoring work. Even if something else, you know, is trying to get your attention, you really want to be present with the person or persons that you're with.
Okay. Yui. Mm-hmm. Collaboration opportunities that have come along via the summit. Does anything pop into mind?
Yeah. Well, first, there were a lot of like studies, like supporting the importance of peer education. And I think as peer educators, it's very easy to, you know, feel lonely while wearing that hat, just because of the amount of work we do. So, like, once you like visually see all the peer tutors and mentors in Coeur d'Alene, it's a comforting feeling. You kind of connect with them as friends first, and then, oh wait, we're also wearing a peer educator hat right now. Oh, you're in STARS. How can I learn about how to interact with first generation, low income, or multicultural students and bring that into the residence halls? Or, oh yeah, you're in the Health Education Action Team. How can I learn about holistic wellness and bring that back to the residence halls?
That's a great cross-collaboration method. I just haven't, like, thought about this in that way. And, like, I there's so many times at the Writing Center where I get, like, lab reports or, like, you know, students being like, I want to talk about science. And I'm like, okay, I guess.
I'm not
a science major, but okay. So I'm just thinking about now, it would be so good to like meet, you know, science tutors and be like, how do you go about like when they work with writing, when there's like writing in lab reports and stuff, like how do they go about that? And then how would I go about the science part? Wow, we're just kind of becoming well-rounded individuals.
Here's a second idea for a round robin proposal for you. You could find a science tutor and propose one together.
I love it. Yeah. Get that science tutor that I know.
Your chemistry tutor friend.
My chemistry tutor friend, yeah.
And I think to Yui's point, like there's this element of visibility to the summit where you're just seeing people. Like this ignorant Writing Center tutor who has no idea that other things exist at the Writing Center, right? You come in and you suddenly realize that there are all these other people, but also people learn about us. Right,
just so,
mm-hmm. to some extent, I'm sure, and this is presumptive, but I'm sure it's possible that a science major would see the Writing Center in action, see like a really particularly badass. That works in the writing.
It's in the Bible. It's
in the Bible. Sees a great Writing Center presentation. Is like, you know, I might be interested in working there. I can write a mean essay. And as a science major, like we had Avery as our token biology major, she was incredible. To have Avery Cunningham, right? Cunningham? No?
No.
That is her name, but she wasn't biology.
Who am I thinking of? Destiny?
Destiny.
I thought Avery
Destiny
was also a biology
bio.
Major.
Okay. We also have a new tutor, Marin. No, not Marin. Kristen? Kristen B, who I believe is also in the sciences. And, you know, props to them because I stopped math after high school, math and science. So good for them.
No, it's great to meet people. You know, as Gia mentioned, you know, you might feel that there's more of a disconnect with science and writing, though that doesn't necessarily isn't necessarily mm-hmm. the case. You might feel that way. But there are also other peer tutors and mentors whom I think that we often have a lot in common with. Like, for example, the library's research guides, peer research guides will be there.
Really?
And that's, you know, that's a really great connection to make because so much of the research, we do so much research writing. So it's a really nice way to know that you can steer the writers you're working with to the library to work with the peer research guides and vice versa.
This isn't an understatement, but it sounds like an overstatement. It's not. I am constantly amazed by library research guides. They are incredible fountains of knowledge. They have mastered the art of learning, which is incredible. And so I'm almost...
Absolutely.
That's almost enough for me to come on its own.
Yeah. No, I'm very much a library groupie.
And I can imagine that, you know, meeting these other tutors and mentors can only help each of our own respective... groups as well, centers. Like I'd imagine, I meet a lot of people who are like, oh, we have a writing center? And I'm like, yeah, we do. And they're like, how many people are there? I'm like, so many. and, you know, I feel like the education from center to center and from, you know, like different learning, like skill to skill can also help, like someone might feel more comfortable like coming into the writing center and making appointments if they've already met a tutor and I can explain, you know, like how my process works. And, you know, I would feel more comfortable coming into like language tutors, which I actually do need to do, or like a science tutor or something if I've met them and I know what I'm going into. So that's nice. It's like a giant shameless plug for all of DePaul's tutoring facilities.
Yeah.
I love it.
Absolutely. So I want to kind of end the episode by talking about what we can do to get involved. Because like everything we're talking about is sort of like a call to action one way or another, whether it's just to come to the summit, to collaborate with other people, or to learn from a lot of what we're talking about, or present at the summit is kind of like the purest form of the peer mentor. Nope, I did it wrong. Anyways, the summit. Just nips it in the bud. Just, so how do you, there's an RSVP.
There is an RSVP online.
Okay.
It is on the Student Success website. You can just Google Peer Tutor Mentor Summit 2017. It would take you right there. Today is technically the last day for RSVPs, but we always do have people who still do come the day of. So even if you thought that you weren't able to make it, you can still walk on over to Coeur d'Alene, to come for all or part of the day. No one is required to come for the entire day. Some people will be coming for the morning session. Some people will be coming for the afternoon sessions. Many people have RSVP'd for both. Breakfast and lunch are included. So it is still possible to come and take part. It will be happening again next year. I think the ideas of the summit are something that you can, you know, keep with you year round as far as, you know, continue to network, continue to collaborate, continue to be aware of tutoring and mentoring. Even in less formal roles, how you look for mentorship yourself, how you provide mentorship yourself, because it is such a recursive thing.
Yeah, and then to step into Yui's shoes here, what's the best way to go about presenting?
Just, you know, be yourself. It's basically a conversation with students like yourself. You're not talking to, like, someone who's like in a different power dynamic than yourself. And I guess since we're closing, I feel like just like my last bits about the summit, I strongly believe that everyone has something to teach others. Mm-hmm. And one of my favorite things, or my favorite broader things about the summit, is actually like what's going on right here, like those like little epiphanies that everyone has, that everything is like interconnected, and we can take away something from someone else and apply it to our own lives. And I don't know, I just love those light bulb moments and epiphanies. Like, I get a thrill from those. I live for those. So just like experiencing those in this space right now, and that I've never been in, I'm looking forward to next Friday. And I'll be there for the whole session, the whole day from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. because I'm low-key a grandma and I have nothing better to do on Friday.
Come talk to you.
I was going to say, I have at least like 3.7 epiphanies per Skrull episode.
Yeah.
Just from talking about things that I otherwise haven't thought about for a little while that I have to think about once I'm talking about it on the radio.
Yeah.
And so that's a case give me a look like, yep. And
you should think about things sometimes.
I've found it's so much easier to talk when I think about things before I say them.
Yeah.
Wild.
But it just takes a lot of time to do that.
Weird.
And so I can't commit to that all the time.
Yeah. Just to reiterate, this is something that the Aquable specifically is putting on, or the outreach team specifically. Like, you're the main planner, Jen?
I am one of the planning committee. I guess, the point person on the planning committee. The Equable is a partner. We have our partnership kind of changes over the course of the year as far as who is able to time-wise to be involved, though everyone, you know, comes for the day and does what they can. But we are one of the main planning partners, and the summit started in the Equable 8 years ago. So
okay, cool. We are so excited for that. Please enjoy, Skrull Nation, the rest of your National Day on Writing. Please celebrate with us as we write our little hearts out.
Write something.
It's going to be great. Thank you so much for tuning in. Special thanks to Jen Finstrom and Yui Ito for coming in. Yui for your Radio DePaul debut, and Jen Finstrom for cementing your status as best friend of the show.
Skrull friend.
Thank you for having me. That is a title I hold dear.
Good. Okay. We will see you next week, Skrull Nation. Same time, same place. Please enjoy our closing song, which that made it sound like I was at church. That's like a church line.
Our closing hymn. Please turn to page.
Why are we laughing? This is a Catholic school. That's amazing. A normal thing. Here's Strangers by the Kinks, because we might be strangers at the Peer Mentor Summit,
but
afterwards, we won't be anymore.
We are not two. We are one. That's a lyric from the song.
Nice.
Yeah, right?
All right. See you guys.